A word for you from 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 23. Have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. You know that they breed quarrels. Paul now reverts back to the same theme of chapter 2, where he has said again and again, watch out for words. Words that are dangerous, like in verse 14. Charge God's people not to quarrel about words which do no good, but only ruin the hearers. Verse 16, avoid irreverent babble, for it leads people into more and more ungodliness. And then he mentions names of those who are spreading this evil talk, Hymenaeus and Philetus, and says their words, their talk spreads like gangrene, like cancer. And then we get to the part where Paul is saying, flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness. And now, reverting back to the same danger that God must have prompted him to repeat the same thing yet again. In verse 14 of the chapter, Paul says, remind them of these things. God the Holy Spirit is prompting Paul to remind them of these things. In other words, this has already been spoken about before, but they've forgotten, and have allowed words to start destroying them, taking them off the track. And so Paul says, now Timothy, as a servant of God, have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. I remember when I was a young Christian, getting so involved in arguments at university with other Christians, arguing about eschatology, when Christ will return, this doctrine and that doctrine. And all it did was to upset us, anger us, and cause division. And that's the very thing Paul is speaking about here. I had to repent of that. Foolish, ignorant controversies. You might think that it's so important, but in the sight of God, it is foolish. It is ignorant. And God says to his people, they should avoid you if you are busy with that type of talk. Because, Paul says, they breed quarrels. In other words, a party spirit, which is a work of the flesh, as it says in Galatians chapter 5. Divisions, quarrels. And God's servant, it says in verse 24, must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach. There is the right thing, there is the wrong thing. Watch out for your words.